Leslie Munger, she's the former controller for the state of Illinois, now working with the Illinois Business Alliance on the progressive tax. First off, Leslie, long time no see. You've been well?
I've been great. Thank you, Tom. Nice to be on this morning with you.
Yeah, back again, actually, would be the term, I think, this morning. You know what's interesting? When it comes to fair tax, and of course, Leslie, working with the Illinois Business Alliance, is the messaging. And the messaging is so much about the individual. What are the ramifications on the proposed fair tax on the business community and the small business community as you see it?
Well, this tax, this amendment, if this passes, will be a disaster for the state. Everyone will eventually see their taxes go up, and it will be especially hard on our small businesses. You know, the governor's commercials say it's just the millionaires and billionaires that are going to pay, but the tax rates, the higher tax rates, kick in at incomes of $250,000 a year or higher. And what is that? Those aren't millionaires and billionaires. Those are a lot of our small mom-and-pop businesses that are still struggling to stay in business with all the COVID shutdowns in the state. So this will hurt our jobs, and this will hurt a lot of people who aren't the uber-rich in the state.
You know what I find out, Leslie, is many people with small businesses, they have a lot of questions, and it usually starts with these new taxes, that gross or net. And there's a lot of questions, but when it comes to small business itself, not a lot of answers from the outside looking in.
Well, that's because they want to tell you that this is only going to be people who are paying this are only the very wealthy. The small businesses who are set up as S-Corps or sole proprietorships, LLCs, they run their business taxes through their personal income taxes. So these are not what the owner takes away at the end of everything. These are the receipts of the business, and they use that money to go back and invest, to hire people, to buy capital equipment. And there will be much less to invest, and there will be many few jobs available to hire if there are, if they're losing jobs now because of COVID. So it will be very, very hard on our small businesses. And one other thing that hasn't come out much about this is this amendment removes the clause that allows every dollar to only be taxed once. And it opens the door to additional taxes on the same dollar. It could be municipal taxes. It could be transaction taxes for companies who are in financial services. So there's a lot of worry for our businesses and really for anyone that this is not the only tax we're going to get hit with.
You know, it's interesting because, and I have a tendency to see this from the farmer's standpoint of view. They're a prime example when it comes to big investments, the price of equipment, but still not a lot of profit. We see businesses like that that do have exceedingly high overhead, but not a lot of profit. And I wonder if they get caught in the crossfire.
It's going to be very difficult for our farmers. The Illinois Farm Bureau is against this tax, this amendment. I think what we have to remember is, you know, we have to look at what the governor's team and the Say Yes to the Fair Tax group has said about this. They have said that only the wealthy are going to get hit by this tax. But it's important for people to know that this tax is estimated, best case, to bring in about $3.5 billion annually. That was the governor's initial pre-COVID estimate. They currently in the state, we have, just in our 2021 budget, we have around $14 billion of debt. We have a budget that they passed with $6 billion in the hole. There's about $8 billion of unpaid bills sitting in the state today. And so that's $14 billion. So if this tax brings, if this new tax structure brings in $3.5 billion, half of that is a little under $2 billion and, for half of the year, the state still has to find another $10 to $12 billion for this fiscal year alone. Where are they going to get that? They are going to go to middle incomes because they've already taxed the people with incomes of $250,000 and above. And about two-thirds of the taxes in the state are paid by middle-income families. So it is going to hit everyone. It's not just businesses. It's not just people with incomes over $250,000. Those rates are going to fall, I predict, as soon as, and the brackets are going to expand, soon as the state sits down to figure out how they're going to close the budget gap, and they figure out they need to find at least $10 billion.
$8,278,307,156.97 as of 8 a.m. this morning, not counting the $2.25 billion in short-term borrowing that has to be repaid. You know, one of the interesting things about the messaging, Leslie, is they say lower your property taxes. The state of Illinois doesn't seem to control my property taxes. It's the local level.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
It's the local level that controls my property taxes, not the governor.
Exactly. And so the governor has said this is going to allow us to pay down our debt. It's going to help us fund education. It's going to fund pensions. It's going to lower property taxes and get us on a path to fiscal solvency. You know, our property taxes are high because the state, despite the fact that constitutionally it's the state's primary job to fund public education, they have failed at that. They've offloaded that responsibility onto property owners in the state. And that's why our property taxes are so high, because the state doesn't fund that either fully now. And so all these things we've heard about this, that the taxes are going to go up, that somebody else is going to pay, you're going to save money. People should know, if you have an income of $75,000 a year in your family, you are going to save about $52. But if you, is that worth voting yes on this when your taxes, what you're giving the legislature is the ability now to raise your taxes and to change the brackets whenever they want and whenever they need more money? I tell people to look at what is on the ballot. Look at the words in the amendment. The amendment itself doesn't have any rates. There's no brackets. There's no cap on how high taxes can go. There's no exclusion to exclude taxing retirement income, which the state will do because every other state in the nation that has a graduated tax rate taxes retirement income at some level. Is Illinois going to be the only state that doesn't do that when we've got the highest debt, unfunded liabilities in the country right now?
Right.
You know, I think you have to ask yourself, can you trust these guys?
Right.
And I think we've learned, and we should have learned by now, we can't trust them.
Well, you just hit the word, trust. Can you trust? Per Forbes magazine, all 32 states that have multi-level taxes, all 32 tax federal, tax retirement income. You know, you talked about this earlier, and we need to wrap up here because there is something, and you said pre-COVID when you were talking about some of these estimates. I'm trying to figure out how the timing could be worse, even proposing taxes when restaurants and so many other businesses are dog paddling from one disaster to their other with their nose barely above water. And the idea is, well, let's chuck them a big concrete block and see if they can carry with that, swim with that. I mean, the timing, I'm trying to figure out, how can it be worse?
It could not be worse. I don't know what's going on down in Southern Illinois, but in the Chicago suburban area, the governor just shut down indoor dining for all the restaurants. And it's getting cold up here. You know, people can't dine outside anymore. So it's terrible. And, you know, even President Obama said when he was talking about this kind of thing, he said, you don't increase taxes when you're in a recession. It's a terrible idea. Everyone knows it. And yet our governor is going, you know, headstrong into increasing taxes on what will be everyone in the state. No one will be exempt from this tax. It's just a question of how soon it happens. And I think people really need to ask themselves, you know, can we trust Mike Madigan and the Illinois legislature to stick with what they've promised us? And, you know, if anybody thinks they can trust them, well, then I have a bridge that I can sell you.
Right. And here's the final thing before I let you go. Leslie Munger, she is former Comptroller, State of Illinois, the Illinois Business Alliance, this morning joining us. And that is, if you'll remember the campaign promises and roll our memories back, and what was the promise? We need to attract new business. We need to grow more jobs. We have a minimum wage increase. We have a proposed tax that will impact businesses. And at the same time saying we need to attract businesses, this is no way to do it.
That's right. We're driving people and businesses out of the state every day. It's the highest. We have the highest out-migration in the country out of Illinois right now, and this will just accelerate it. Very, very bad for Illinois. Everyone has to really look at what they think they can believe and hopefully vote no against this amendment.